Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is hour number two. And this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, I think you know what time it is now. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. As we do every Thursday, we go to the urban self-defense specialist, the leader of Legally Armed in Detroit, chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, and that's Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Man, good evening to yourself as well. How are you doing today? What's the weather like there anyway?
It's a little cool. We've had a little bit of rain. I think it was in the 40s today. But what's it up like in Detroit?
You know what? I haven't even checked the official thermostat, the actual temperature, man, but I know it's cold. It is cold. I went out for a minute. You know, I went to get some gas and a cup of coffee at the local station, man, and I was quick to go back home, man. It's cold.
Yeah.
So, today's a stay-in day.
Now, did you do some more media here recently?
Yeah, I was on the local Fox affiliate here in Detroit on Sunday. On Sundays, they have this talk show that's called Let It Rip Weekend. And Let It Rip is because, you know, they expect the guests to mix it up, you know, while they're having their on-stage, on-camera debate, man. And it was rather interesting. You know, there was a couple of topics, and, you know, I posted it up on social media, man. It was very interesting. We, first topic, we talked about, well, of course, both topics were guns, but the first topic was about this local ordinance that passed in this local community here in Metro Detroit. And what this ordinance does is it makes it against the law to leave a gun in an unlocked car. And for a first offense, you know, they say, well, we're only going to charge you $350 for a fine. It's, you know, it's a civil infraction, but you could still be subject to 90 days in county jail. So that was rather interesting. And the second topic, you know, the local anti-gunners, you know, they have a push for universal background checks. And that was the topic of debate in the second segment, man. I posted it on social media, man. If you get a chance, check it out. I always have a good time, believe it or not, when I get a chance to go on screen, man, and share the pro-gun side of things.
I've never done any media with somebody face to face. I've been on two TV shows. I've never done any media with face to face. It's always been on radio. Yeah.
I prefer face to face, man. I prefer face to face. And if it can't be face to face, I prefer it to be live. Like right now we're doing it live, but you know, the thing I like about live, you know, is that it's real time. You know, it can't be edited because it's happening now and people are watching it now. You know, for some people, it gives them a sense of angst and, discomfort because even though it's only maybe 10 people in the studio, but there's, you know, thousands of people in the Metro Detroit area watching, man. But I have no problems with blocking that out and discussing, you know, the topics at hand, man. I have a good time with it.
Well, I've said you have the temperament for it. I don't have the temperament for it because and that's why radio people, I think, should probably just stick to radio if they're combative like I am.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I was on one TV show when they were California was considering the gun violence restraining order, which that was okay. The second state to actually take it up. And I called it the minority report. And everybody's going, but right. You get your due process. I was like, no, you don't. You don't get your due process.
You don't get your due process. No. And that's very important. It's extremely important. But here's the really interesting thing when it comes to doing live media appearances, especially on TV. You know, the thing that I'm not going to say scares me, but the thing that gives me a little discomfort, I guess, when thinking about it is like what you do. Like at times I imagine there isn't a guest that you're actually talking to, but you still have the things that you want to talk about. And so you're there and you're like basically doing a verbal oral essay and sharing your opinions and maybe some commentary. It's like you and the microphone and the people that are listening. That to me, you know, and I use this word lightly, though, it seems to be more terrifying than being in a TV studio live engaging in an active debate. I just think that isolation with the microphone and wondering how you're sounding and coming across and you're not getting any feedback as to whether anything is clearly coming across to the audience. So I give you credit to that, man. But I've made it a goal that I'm going to actually do something like on a regular, ongoing basis where I put some stuff out there.
Well, but you do that. You do that all the time. You are one of the most prolific people to get out there and take the fight. I don't when it's hard to describe you. Because you, on the one hand, you're an advocate. You get out and you speak to people and you preach the gospel. And then you're a trainer. Yeah. And I mean, you're not just a trainer, but you're a trainer slash advocate. Because then you get out there and say, hey, is there 1,000 of you ladies that like to learn how to shoot on me?
Yeah, and then, exactly.
Then you're in the media because you may not have a media outlet of your own. I kind of think you may be smarter than some of us because you go to other media and you do it on a prolific basis and you do it in one way. You don't have a publicist, do you?
No, I don't. I guess by default, I'm my own publicist, man. But, you know, the things that I do, you know, they lend itself to media attention, and that's partly by design. I mean, you don't have a gun buyback where you're actually buying the guns before the police can so-called buy them back. I call them lefts. You know, law enforcement firearms transfers where they're offering you, you know, a few bags of groceries for your guns or whether, you know, I'm doing this women's event where I'm training, you know, 814 women how to shoot a gun in a day. You know, those things lend itself to media. And, you know, if you want to be on the media, sometimes you have to, you know, have some media worthy stuff to talk about. You know, nobody talks about a guy at home who lives alone and, you know, has an ant collection, you know, ant farm.
I'm going to have to tell you a story about somebody one day when we're not here and just tell you that what you do. I know why you're saying what you're saying because you're self-deprecating and you still have a lot of humility and modesty, but not everybody.
I haven't beaten it out of myself yet.
Yeah. Not everybody can do this. Not everybody can do this. And the thing is you do it and you do it in a very versatile way. You go in a bunch of different parts of the discipline and, that's not something to be taken lightly, but anyway,
man,
we're coming
We're
coming up on the break, so let me get you to hang on right there where you are. When we get back, we're going to find out what this week's lesson is from Planet Rick, because he always comes with a lesson for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Rickexter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Rick Ector. He is the he's the captain of the starship that takes us to Planet Rick. And so where are we going this week, sir?
Man, it's almost like you're psychic, because earlier on the prior segment, man, you kind of made a statement that sort of, you know, tipped the audience that you could read my mind. But essentially what I wanted to talk about was women and safety. It's like we're on a common wavelength, man. Like, you channeled me and actually knew where I was going with today's segment. But essentially what I'm going to talk about is personal protection tips for women. And, you know, the proper way that I'm going to set the stage is just to give a general, you know, overview of the landscape. You know, when I've been on the show before, I've talked a lot about the need for women here in the Detroit area, you know, to protect themselves. And just to give you, you know, a handle on where we are with this, man, in 2017, there were 697 rapes of women, reported rapes of women in the city of Detroit. And then the following year, last year, 2018, for the year, there were 894 rapes. You know, that represented a 28% increase. And keep in mind, we're talking about reported rapes. You know, there's a lot of stigma, you know, and attention, you know, often, you know, negative and for shame and embarrassment and stuff like that, privacy considerations.
Do you have any figures on how many, like, percentage-wise, how many don't get reported?
No, I don't have an idea, but that's kind of like where we are with that. We know that there's more that's been reported, but we don't have a good way of predicting that. You know, I don't know if there's a mathematical model that could say, well, for every 100 rapes, maybe there's another, you know, 50 or 100 more, you know, that don't get reported, you know, for, you know, privacy concerns, shame, guilt, you know, all those things that, you know, that would lead someone not to report something like that, man. But, you know, the problem really, you know, what really was a travesty was that for many years that, you know, these rapes were occurring, man, when I say we, the city, the police department was not doing anything with the rape kits. They were just taking them and throwing them in a big pile until about 10,000 of them had accumulated. They're untested. Like, there wasn't any active work being done on people looking for the bad guy. And it wasn't until, you know, the media got a hold of this story, man, that they publicized it and went on a fundraising campaign, because I guess there wasn't any money in the governmental budget to cover it. But they eventually got all 10,000 of those rape kits tested, and they actually, you know, found a couple of guys who were already in the system with their DNA and were able to prosecute them for those crimes, man. But, you know, rape is a big problem, you know, safety consideration for women. Can you think of one other major safety concern for women specifically?
Carjacking?
Carjacking, that's a problem for both genders, I would say. But you know what? That was a good guess. I would also like to highlight, you know, a concern for women with regards to domestic violence, man. You know, that's a problem. In many cases, it's often, you know, a silent problem, a problem that happens without a lot of publicity and fanfare. But looking at some stats that I got from an organization called Haven, you know, here in Michigan, man, particularly in Oakland County, whose website I pulled this off, you know, there's over 100 domestic violence-related homicides that occur every year in the state of Michigan. And, you know, I thought that stat was rather staggering. And 1 in 3 Michigan families are impacted by domestic violence. Nationally, 1 million people report a domestic assault by a partner every year, in the United States, man. So that's what I want to focus on today, you know, providing some information that women can use with regards to personal protection as it relates to rapes and, of course, domestic violence. And, you know, women are not immune from the things that, you know, keep us guys up late at night. You know, robberies, armed robberies, carjackings, home invasions, and, you know, violent assault. So, yeah, those things are extremely timely. And the thing about the crimes against women, like the rapes and domestic violence, man, so many of them go unreported, but, you know, we can see that there's an increase now this year relative to last year and prior years, and it's something that we really need to focus on, which is why I'm glad you highlighted, you know, the community service event that I do for women last year. I am going to do everything I can in my power imaginable, move heaven and earth to reach our goal of 1,000 women trained how to operate a firearm. You know, next year in 2020, the first Sunday after Mother's Day.
I want to set the stage for this for the next segment, because I want to ask you some things about this. Because with women and with anybody, but definitely with women, when you're in the middle of a violent crime being, you know, done to you, rape, assault, domestic violence, there's nothing there that tells them, well, all I'm going to do today is rape you, and then I'm going on my way. They really are in a situation where they, I mean, and what I would like to find out from you is when you're talking to them and trying to instruct them on how to counter this, where does that go? Because if I'm the one that's the instructor, I'm going to be like, you need, if he's raping you, you need to, your counter needs to be the same as if you know he's going to kill you. Because
yeah,
how do they know?
Like,
don't answer that yet. We only got 45 seconds in this. So in the remaining time, as we get ready to go out there, you know, tell everybody how they can find you.
I'm literally in a lot of different places. Google is your friend if you're trying to find me. You type in my name, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Hector, E-C-T-O-R. You will probably find my website, which is at DetroitCCW.com. Or my gun rights advocacy site at legallyarmedindetroit.com. And I'm on social media, over 2,000 uploaded videos on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. And you can find me on a few other spaces. Just Google my name, Rick Hector. You can't miss me.
And you'll be here when we get back. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has reached a trade deal in principle with China, pending approval from President Trump. The president met with top advisors to discuss whether to delay the next round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Fireworks again on Capitol Hill as the House Judiciary Committee continues to debate the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
We're going
to
call facts facts here. There's no crime. You know why? It's interesting. My friend from California just said, Where are they on these different things? Where's the Democrats? My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snowblowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Rick Ector. He is the captain of the Starship Planet Rick. And we're going to get in back into what, because I asked the question I asked when he's instructing women on how to react and counterattack and deal with and do this. How do they look at each individual thing? Because to me, violent crime, there's no guarantee when a violent crime starts in front of you. Well, they just want my car.
Yeah, you know, things could rapidly escalate, man. And I can speak to personal experience when I got robbed out in front of my house about 13, 14 years ago, man. After they got what paltry possessions they could get off my person, you know, they started having these wild and crazy ideas about taking me into my house or and taking me to the ATM machine. And luckily for me, I had the presence of mind to, you know, put my honesty off to the side and just lie to these guys and tell them I was flat broke and had nothing of value and that there were people in the house with a bunch of guns who, you know, wouldn't hesitate to get into a gunfight. But, you know, luckily they backed off and life goes on, man. But as to your point, there's no guarantee that, say, after a robbery, that you won't get shot and killed. You don't know. And you know what? Your assailants probably don't know. But, you know, it's only when it's over that you can say, okay, it was only a robbery. Or in the case of the women, you know, and I say this in quotation marks, you know, it was a rape. Yeah, it was bad, but it could have been a rape and a murder, which would have made it even infinitely worse. But jumping off into domestic violence, just the advice I have with regards to domestic violence. You know, if you get hit once, you'll probably get hit again. You know, take active, you know, participation in your safety. I would say go somewhere safe. That would be your number one concern. Wherever safety is, somewhere that can provide you with protection. I would endorse filing a police report. Make sure that you got any appropriate evidence, such as pictures, witnesses who might want to also give supporting statements, medical records, you know, and things of that nature. And in many states, you can take that police report and go down to your local government and get a protection order, a personal protection order. And you can also, in many states like Michigan, you can get an emergency, you know, concealed pistol license, which will enable you, at least here in Michigan, to get your CPL right on the spot, issued from a judge, on the condition that you get your CPL training and your shooting instruction, you know, done within a period of 2 weeks. You know, and the thing is that many people, they think, well, gee, well, what if they don't have a gun? In some states like Michigan, you can borrow a gun, a registered gun, from any person, you know, that you know who might be willing to loan you a gun. And I realize I said the word registered, and of course, Michigan is one of those pesky states that has handgun registration. But, Michigan has handgun registration, man. It's one of those Jim Crow laws that's still on the books from 1925. Remind me one day to tell you about the Ossian Sweet story here that occurred in the city of Detroit, you know, which was of historical importance for a lot of different reasons. Now we're going to talk about dating tips. And I got a literal laundry list. It's like a bingo card, man. And I'm going to take my pen in my hand, and I'm going to scratch these off because I'm going to make this interactive between host and guest.
Well, we have 4 minutes for this, so let's go.
So, well, you got 4 minutes to see if you can pry out bingo. I want you to yell out to me the things that you can in the short period of time we have before the break. Things that women can do, let's say, before she goes out on a first date or meets a guy to enhance her personal safety. The guy she doesn't know well, just met, social media acquaintances, and that sort.
Okay. Do I need to tell you what those things are?
Yeah, you tell me what those are, and I'll see if we got enough marks on your bingo card.
The first thing I would do is I would let one of my friends know that I'm going out with a new dude. I'm going out with a new partner, whatever we want to put it. And I've never been out with him before. We're supposed to go here, and here, and I plan on being back here. And if I haven't let you know that I'm going to be later, then something is amiss. That's item number one.
That's good.
Item number two is I'd be carrying a gun. I'd be carrying a gun, and I wouldn't tell my buddy.
right. I was going to save that one for last, but you know what? It is of extreme importance. I would say, yeah, definitely bring a gun for sure.
Bring a gun and maybe bring something, non-lethal, like some really good hot pepper spray, or maybe even a stunner if that's legal in Detroit. You never, you don't want to shoot anybody if you don't have to, but if you do have to, you definitely want to need a gun. The other things I would do is I would make sure that I followed the itinerary I had set. And if you got out there and said, you know, I know that we were just going to have dinner and drinks, but would you like to see my mansion?
Staff collection, right?
My stamp collection. You want to see my, you know, if you're going out with Egon, you want to see his mold, spores, and fungus. You know, you don't want to see any of that stuff. So you got to stick to your plan the first go around and everything else. And then, definitely make sure that you are somewhere. I would go somewhere where I knew some of the people that worked there.
Okay. Or at least public. You know, where it's not the
definitely
people in
public.
Isolation. Okay.
Yeah,
that's another
public.
Check mark. Okay.
If he's like saying, you know, I have a tea service from Alexander the Great before Rasputin had him cut up into dog food. And if you'd like to see it, all you have to do is come over to my house. You know.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
So, you know, it's there's some stuff. Now, I don't know if I hit all the things. I would go in my own car. I wouldn't ride with him. Yeah, I wouldn't ride with him. Because, once again, if you get in his car now, he has control of where you're going. So,
exactly.
And that can cause problems. That could cause problems. So I would just stay in control of everything going on with me that first night until I had a better idea of who this particular joker was.
Man, you're doing good. You're doing good. I still got a bunch of other stuff.
I'm not even a woman. I don't even date men.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, widely reported. I'm sure the numbers aren't very high, but, you know, there have been reports of men being raped by women. So it can happen.
So
there are some people who don't believe such a thing is possible, but yeah, it is.
Well, I'm sure it is. I don't know how the circumstances will go and what that setup would be and everything else. But we're coming up on the break. So one more time, if you would be so kind, sir, let them know how they could find Rick Ector.
Yes, my website is at DetroitCCW.com or my blog at LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. I'm on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and over 2,000 videos on YouTube. Come check me out.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Rick Ector because this is Planet Rick, and he's been talking about tips that he tells women to consider when going out and how to protect themselves. And now you said that was one thing that we were going to talk about. Now, what's the next thing?
Well, yeah, and there's a few other points of things that I think are important that women should keep in mind when making a decision to see a man socially or romantically. You know, I would say, you know, have some phone conversations with the guy before, you know, you actually go out. And if you have any concerns about him having your phone number, man, with Google Voice, you could actually have, you know, an additional phone number. You know, sometimes when some guys in this, these urban areas, man, like Detroit, you know, a man that she's not interested in asks for the phone number, and she doesn't know if she doesn't give him the number, if he's actually going to assault her, which is something that actually was reported recently here in the local Detroit media. So, you know, there are things such as maybe this one case where this one woman told me she keeps a separate phone with a separate phone number, or just waits for the guy to call and just, you know, put him on the block list and it goes straight to the delete file and she doesn't even see it. You know, those are some things to keep in mind. Conversations you should have, whether there was any stays in prison, whether this person uses drugs, legal or illegal or otherwise, and sort of get an idea as to his background. Some people, you know, even take it a step further, even run one of those online background checks on the guy just to make sure before they go out on a date with him. And I would say for women to definitely avoid a suggestion that comes up from time to time, avoid the so-called Netflix and chill date. You know what a Netflix and chill yes. date is? You're laughing.
Yes, I do.
You've been on a few, or you're invited, or you what?
No,
Tell me what you know about the Netflix and chill.
Well, I've watched a lot of these Viner kids where they talk about Netflix and chilling, and that's apparently in the younger generation, that's apparently a very big, you know, that's a we're moving on, getting serious kind of thing.
Well, sometimes it can be a proposition offered, you know, right off of Facebook or something,
sure.
or Instagram.
Sure.
You know, so, hey, you know what? Hey, it's a good movie coming on tonight. I have Netflix. You know, why don't you come on by? You know, I definitely don't recommend that for someone that you don't know well. And, go ahead.
Women, it's really a complicated thing to date nowadays, I guess, huh? Because when I was younger, you dated somebody you worked with or you went to school with.
Okay.
If you found somebody outside of that, then maybe you went far, you were ranging far and wide and you knew people or something nowadays, I don't see that as much out there. And there's so much more for people to consider now. And it seems like it's almost like complicating it.
It can be, man. And just some of these points that I'm bringing out, these are some things to look at. But then again, you know, as I was putting this list together, I had to look at it and think for a minute as to whether I was being like a Puritan, man. Because, you know, times were a lot different, you know, back in our heyday, you know, when we were, you know, spry lads, you know, 19, 20, 21, you know, going out and meeting women and, you know, what we're going to do. But there's so many, you know, pitfalls that are out there for women who are looking to meet someone new.
Yeah.
But a couple of other things I want to point out. Let's see. You may want to, you know, make it a group date, you know, go out with friends and invite this new person to come by and hang out with you and your friends, or have friends present but not be with you so they can sort of keep an eye on you, that kind of thing. I would say limit your alcohol intake. It impairs your judgment and makes you vulnerable. Don't leave drinks unattended or food unattended. You know, that might be kind of hard to do, but, you know, you don't want to, you know, come back and start drinking or eating your meal and, you know, and it's been compromised. Bring cash to cover, you know, the cost of your meal in case something, you know, abrupt happens. Know where the police station is and your location where the date is going to take place. Make sure your cell phone is charged. And here's a good one here. Arrange for a call out. What's a call out, you think?
Arrange for a what?
A call out.
Maybe have somebody calling you?
Yes.
In the middle of the date just to check and see if everything's going good?
Yeah, or, you know, the way I envision it is if you don't call this date back, well, don't call your friend back to say, hey, everything looks like it's going pretty good. You know, I don't need you to call me out of the date with a personal emergency like, you know, one of the kids is sick or something of that nature.
Right.
You know, it's a way for you to gracefully leave the date without upsetting this person if he's mentally unbalanced and you didn't know about it. And I would say make sure that you don't share too much personal information too soon, like exactly where you live and exactly where you work. So if this guy turns out to be mental, you don't have to worry about him coming up to your job or to your home, two places in which you would be especially vulnerable.
Right.
How's that sound? How we doing on time?
We got about 3 minutes.
Oh, plenty of time. I will just leisurely tell you a couple of topics. I'm going to leave it up to the woman's best guess as to how to handle it. You know, and these would include starting romantic relationships or exploring relationships or dating the following people: your coworkers, your customers, and your clients. You know, not only are we talking about your personal safety, might be talking about jeopardizing your job if romance goes south and goes sorry, and it spills over into other areas of your life.
Okay, go.
So that would be everything. And, man, I'm going to tell you, just compiling, you know, my thoughts for this presentation, man, today on this topic. You know, it's tough being a woman out there, you know?
Yeah.
It's really tough. And I guess it's tough because of some guys out there. I'm not going to denigrate, you know, my gender, man, but, you know, there are some bad apples out there that are spoiling it for the rest of the guys out there who are really nice, genuine, good guys. But it's incumbent on the woman to do her due diligence and her research and make sure she knows who she's meeting, thinking about dating, and who she gets involved with before, you know, safety becomes a concern. So
right.
That's my thing for tonight, man.
That was a pretty good thing. That was a pretty good thing. And I imagine you have a lot of, with the people that have been your students, you have heard and gotten a lot of testimonials from people both before they, you know, talking about their time before learning from you and then after.
Man, you know, some of the stories are just absolutely heart-wrenching, man, when you hear of some of the situations some ladies have been in and how they've been brutalized and victimized, man. And by the time, you know, these women come to me, man, you know, I'm literally, you know, fighting back tears, man, listening to their testimonies and some of the things that they had to endure before they found the courage and the will to, you know, walk away. And then endure all the stuff that happens in the aftermath of an abusive relationship and to make preparations to prepare themselves, man. So, you know, I truly feel for those women in that situation, and I'm glad that I'm here as a resource for them if they seek me out.
Well, we are running out of time. We'll do it again next week. Rick Ector, this is Planet Rick. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for beaming me off my spaceship, man. Planet Rick every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there or be square.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.